What's up? This is Movies On Up discussion episode, our box office bash kickoff show. Work sucks. I'm Dave, joined by my bashful co-host, Ryan.
I'm being bashful. Get it?
Oh, boo. I was thinking bashful, like, I'm so full of rage, I'm going to bash.
I'm going
to bash it. Anyways, you're listening to Movies On Up. That's our tagline contest, Work Sucks. If you know what movie that tagline is from, email it to us, moviesonup.com, or tweet at us, @moviesonup, or hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/moviesonup. It's our discussion episode. News episode was earlier this week. This week's kind of a weird one. This is our box office bash preview. Me and Ryan are going to have a draft like we did with Fantasy Film Ball, which might be Greek to a lot of listeners that weren't around in September. We're going to draft our box office bash, and then we're going to go over all our listener submissions. But before then, you know what time it is?
No, Dave. Why don't you tell both myself and the listeners what time it is?
It's time for a biggie bonus list. These are the top five biggest blockbusters accounting for inflation.
And interestingly enough,
the biggest summer blockbusters.
This is a list that's based in fact and not opinion.
Yeah.
Which is a first for us.
My math might be a little off.
We don't deal in facts.
Yeah. Yeah, my math could be iffy, though. But number five, Star Wars, Episode 5, Empire Strikes Back. Number four, surprising entry, Ben-Hur. Number three, the godfather of summer blockbusters, Jaws. Number two, Star Wars, Episode 4, A New Hope. And number one, E.T.
Do you know what two of those films have in common?
Two of them are Star Wars. Two of them are directed by Steven Spielberg.
That's where I was going with it, so... You thought I was going Star Wars, but I switched it up on the last minute. Thanks, Steven Spielberg. I said when we mentioned Jaws, it was another bonus list we did, or bonus watch this. I don't know. I'm getting confused on our bonus situation. It was our double bonus a couple weeks ago about movies that people forget are summer box office smashers. And I mentioned Jaws. Obviously, I
think
very
if
well
you were to
have,
do 10.
Thank you, Steven Spielberg.
Because I did 10, and I think Spielberg/Lucas... are involved in, I think, seven of them.
That's not surprising.
No, because in the other, there's, I think, Jurassic Park's on
sure.
there. Indiana.
There's an Indiana Jones, and
I think it's Raider, or I think it's Temple of Doom.
Okay.
And then the other Star Wars, which would be eight.
Yeah, jeez.
Which is pretty ridiculous.
Which are pretty much everything not called Ben-Hur.
Yeah, so any one of those would have been a good pick in Box Office Bash. So just to set up what Box Office Bash is, if you're new, we played Fantasy Film Ball in the award season movies. So for summer, we're just doing Box Office Bash. It's simple. We're each going to pick five movies. Whoever makes the most, you get 1 point for every $10 million earned domestically and 3 points for every weekend that that movie sits atop the box office through August 31st.
Right.
So we're starting with May 1st, going through August 31st. So the summer box office season. If you want to play, it's probably too late now by the time you hear this, but we have listener submissions later. They could pick any five movies. Me and Ryan want to complicate it a little bit more, so we're going to have a draft, and actually, we're going to do that first. Ryan, pick me a random movie.
I will select the first Fast and the Furious movie.
All right, instead of a coin toss to determine first pick here, how much did Fast and the Furious make at the box office? I haven't looked it up yet. Whoever gets closest without going over.
Closest without going over. So this is like Price is Right. Well, why don't you give me your guess first, and then I'll just say a dollar.
No, you can't say a dollar.
Why not?
Because then it takes the fun out of it.
Does it?
For the first one, I will say 100.
Are we talking worldwide, or are we talking
domestic? $110 million.
I'll take $135.
Oh, wow.
We were both probably way off, weren't we?
Domestically, 144.
Okay.
So you go first. There's a clear cut number one. And in order to balance out the number one pick being so clear cut, Ryan's going to pick first. I'm going to pick second and third. Ryan will pick fourth. And then we alternate picks from there on out. I pick fifth. He picks sixth. So just kind of balance it out.
And to overcomplicate things again, just to stick with that. Yeah.
So Ryan, with the first pick in the box office bash draft, you select...
I will select Iron Man 3.
That is the consensus.
That's the Andrew Luck.
Yeah, that's the far and away. I don't think you can... I haven't looked at all the listeners. I typed them out, but I wasn't paying attention.
Everybody's got Iron Man 3 for the most part.
If anybody didn't have Iron Man 3, you're going to be ridiculed. This
unless you win, in which case we'll ridicule you at first and then apologize to you later.
This is where it's interesting for me because I think there are four surefire guaranteed hits, moneymakers here. But I don't know that I want to go with my number two and my number three because I kind of want to mix it up. And there's another one that could be... So I'm going to skip my number two. I'm going to pick Despicable Me with my first pick and Man of Steel with my second pick.
Interestingly enough, those were my number two and my number three. So had the roles been reversed, that's what I would have done. So I'm just going to go ahead and take my number four, and I'm going to take a movie that is starring who Dave is on the books is saying will be one of the great movie villains of all time. I'm going to take Star Trek Into Darkness.
That's a solid choice because it's going to make a lot of money, but it's also in the third weekend of May. So it has a bunch of time. And that's another thing Iron Man has is that it's very...
Before it gets challenged.
It's got 3 months of money making. Like it's going to be in theaters all... So even in August when it's pulling in $500,000 in a weekend, you still get that. And that's really the only one you do. So that was Star Trek Into Darkness was actually my fifth. So I get to pick three of my top four movies. Next pick, I'm going Monsters University.
That was on my big board. It was a little bit lower for me. I had Despicable Me 2. I think that's far and away going to be better. And I think it's going to make more.
I had trouble picking between the two. I'm going to like Despicable Me 2 more.
Oh, definitely.
But I mean, Disney Pixar makes money.
It makes money, but I mean, if you want to look at Cars 2, I mean, granted, Monsters Inc. was better than Cars 2. I know, but Pixar doesn't have a great track record with sequels outside of Toy Story. Toy Story 3 was huge. I don't think either of these two movies are going to be as big as Toy Story.
I mean, I'm glad I got both of them, but I didn't want to go both of them and then leave Man of Steel for you.
Oh, sure. You know what? I had Man of Steel third, but I might not have picked it third because I know you're down on it. That would have been one that I thought would have slid.
I got to be smart. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see it. I think it's going to be bad.
I didn't think you had a high grade with that
one
coming out of
the
combine.
It's going to make a lot of money. It's one of those that it's a safe pick because it's going to make a lot of money.
All right. So my third pick, I'm going to take the movie that I have at number five with a certain amount of trepidation. This is one Dave doesn't like Man of Steel. He knows he's going to hate it. I am relatively certain that I'm going to hate The Hangover 3, but I'm going to bank that there's going to be enough of you out there that think I'm a doofus. And at this point, I'm rooting for you. Go see Hangover 3.
That was my number six. I had that there. That's going to make money. Hangover 2 made more money than the first one, and it had terrible word of mouth. I think this is going to bring the people out that hated Hangover 2 and capitalize on some better word of mouth. For my fourth pick, my top six movies have been taken. I'm going to go and take my seventh and just go to board. I'm going to take Fast 6.
That's an interesting pick. You know, we did the first Fast and the Furious as kind of our who gets the first pick, and it made more money than either of us thought. It's obviously a very successful franchise in that it's spawned quite so many. So, I mean, I could see that making a lot of money. Won't get a dollar from me. I'm kind of in a precarious situation here. I've got a movie sitting at six that I could take. My number seven was Monsters University. Dave's already pulled that off the board. And then I have my number eight that comes out kind of late in the summer. After just picking a comedy, I think I'm going to go with what I have on the board for number eight. I'm going to go on a limb and take Hugh Jackman and The Wolverine. It comes out late, but I feel like it's got a couple weeks where it could conceivably be number one at the box office.
That's an interesting pick. It didn't even make my... I put down 11. Didn't make mine. Due to it being late, and it looks good to me.
Yes.
Like, I think it looks great, but it's not where we talked Iron Man 3, his Avengers wiped out the thoughts of Iron Man 2. The Wolverine is starting fresh. You still have X-Men 3, and you still have X-Men Origins Wolverine. It's got picked a lot in our listener submissions. I think it could be a sneaky good one. To me, it was the equivalent. It's got turf toe, and I'm hesitant about it.
For me, I thought that maybe you outside you might like Wolverine. So I thought, let me take him off the board. What I've got left, I've got one pick left, and I'm thinking I'm going to get either my number six or I'm going to get my number nine, and I'll be okay with either of those as my last pick.
See, I get to stick to chalk. I'm going with eight, my eighth pick. It's tough between my eight and my nine, and I'm thinking my ninth will probably end up being your pick, but I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to see shades of Ted from last year, where nobody expected Ted to make $200 million. Earlier this year, nobody expected Identity Thief to make $140 million. I'm going The Heat.
Yeah, that was the one I had at six, but after just taking The Hangover, I didn't want to go to comedies, so instead I went with two comic book movies. But that does leave me with, I have my number nine, and it's this one, you know, if it came out a month earlier, this would have been much higher on the boards. But if I can go for my last pick and end up with Pacific Rim, I'll take that.
That was my number nine. That was right.
Mine too.
Yeah, and that's what I guessed. Before we reset, go through how you had your top 10 ranked.
All right, I had Iron Man 1, or Iron Man 3 at 1. Despicable Me was 2. Man of Steel I had at 3. Star Trek at 4. Hangover at 5. The Heat at 6. Monsters University at 7. Wolverine at 8. I had that at 8 because I think that it's got more potential to get the bonus points and to score higher than Pacific Rim does at 9. And then my 10th one, I didn't really want any part of this because I think it looks awful, but just because of the zeitgeist, World War Z,
yeah,
I feel like there's going to be people that see that despite the fact that it looks and probably will end up being terrible.
Yeah, see, here's mine, Iron Man 3, that's the obvious one. And I mean, these are ranked where these are pretty much what I think will be the top 10 or 11. I have 11 because...
Now, do you mean top 10 overall?
These are in order for me.
I did take into account, like, there were a couple times where, okay, maybe I think that, for instance, Pacific Rim will make more money overall than Wolverine. I put Wolverine a bit higher because of those bonus points that I think it might have a longer run at number one than Pacific Rim would. So, I mean, that's how I put them in order in terms of what I think will have the most points, not necessarily the most money. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and what's interesting is we did do the bonus points. We had a long conversation about whether we needed to or not, but I think it worked out kind of nice because you have Hangover 3, I have Fast and Furious 6. Those open the same weekend. Realistically, they could both make the same, like, very close to the same amount of money. That 3 points...
One's going to get the bonus points.
One's going to get the bonus points. So that could be kind of huge. And the week after that, I believe one of them is going to take it 2 weeks in a row. Because without looking at the schedule, I think the week after that, isn't that where The Purge is?
I think it is. And that's one reason why I had Hangover 3 above The Heat. Because I feel like if it does win its weekend, then it has potential to go on, whereas I don't think The Heat does.
Yeah, but mine are pretty much, they kind of go to chalk, where if I had to guess what are going to be the, in order of how what's going to make the most money, I went Iron Man 3, obviously. Monsters U, I put second. I know you had it all the way seventh. Despicable Me 2, I was torn between the two. They could be, you know, 2A and 2B, because I toyed a lot with, if I only got one of them, which one am I going to take? I took Despicable Me first, so even though I have it ranked third, I took it first. So, I mean, that's how torn I was on that. Man of Steel 4, Star Trek Into Darkness 5th, which I honestly think it could be lower. Because if you look back, the first one didn't make as much money as everybody thinks. Like, it was still a huge hit, but it wasn't, you know, like Hangover 3 or Fast and Furious 6, I think might make more money when all is said and done. But number 6, I had Hangover 3. 7, Fast and the Furious 6. 8, I had The Heat. 9, Pacific Rim, which is where you had it. Number 10, I couldn't decide. Luckily, you had Wolverine in there, so I didn't have to go through my 10. I would have had trouble deciding if it came down to it between White House Down, Channing Tatum's big right now. Sure. Jamie Foxx has his audience. Olympus Has Fallen did well. Does that turn people off? Or are people like, I like this movie, I want to see this one? And then I had that kind of a toss-up with World War Z. I didn't want to take either one of them. I'm glad I didn't have to make that decision. But something about Brad Pitt plus zombies, plus it's a fairly popular book.
You can see the recipe there. And if I thought the movie was going to be better,
it'd be a lot higher.
Exactly. But it just, I'm so afraid that it's going to be garbage. And it's not just my personal taste. It's, you know, as far back as this thing's been pushed, because they couldn't come up with the right ending. After watching the trailer and seeing the barrel full of monkeys CGI that is the zombies, all signs point to maybe having a strong opening weekend, but then word of mouth saying this is just not a good movie.
I think Inception started this trend of people are smarter in the summer. And we saw it a little bit last year where Rock of Ages, kind of movie you could put out in May and generally make a good amount of money.
Or Battleship, John Carter.
Well, John Carter was March, but well, Battleship, yeah. That's My Boy, Rock of Ages, all of those were in that prime spot. And those are the kind of movies that 5 years ago probably would have made a good bit of money. They didn't. People voted with their dollars and said, no, we need better quality. World War Z, there is that name recognition, though. I don't know if it's going to happen. I think there's that curiosity there.
That could be one that we could both be wrong on. I mean, I don't want to say it's going to be like the Ted, because I don't think we didn't think Ted was going to make anywhere near what it made, but we didn't think it was going to be bad. World War Z will be bad.
And it's weird because it's not predictable. The box office isn't 100% predictable. There's going to be something that shoots into that top five that I didn't expect. It could be Wolverine. Like, I mean, I didn't even have it in my top 11. It could, I don't know what else it could be. I mean, but last year, nobody would have guessed Ted at a $200 million movie. I said in the summer preview last year, I thought The Watch would have been a sleeper hit. Because there's always that like one sleeper that makes a bunch of money. I put my money on The Watch, huge bomb. Colossal failure. I don't know if the Heat is going to be The Watch or if it's going to be the Ted.
I mean, I think it's probably closer to Ted than it is The Watch. I think that was a good pick. I mean, I had it. It was sitting on the board.
You had it higher than I did.
I did. And I passed over it to take the Wolverine because I feel like that's a safer pick in that I know there's a built-in audience for a comic book movie, one that should be better than, you know, the other movies with that character. It's a beloved character. I passed over a guy that did really well at the combine but might smoke weed.
Yeah, you passed over Dan Marino and let him fall to 30.
I was thinking I passed over Honey Badger to get a different corner out of San Diego State.
Yeah, but I mean, so just to reset, Ryan, who picked first, Iron Man 3, Star Trek Into Darkness, Hangover 3, The Wolverine, Pacific Rim. It's a quality list. Mine, I got five of my top eight. Despicable Me 2, Man of Steel, Monsters University. Those are three of my top four, so I'm loving how that sits. Then I got Fast Furious 6 and The Heat. I like those picks.
Well, I mean, I think between the two of us, you know, we really only had to go about 10 deep.
Yeah, and I could have went 9 deep and been comfortable with any of them.
Me too. I mean, I have my number 9. That was my last pick. I feel okay with it. I think it helped with each of us having one that wasn't on the other one's radar at all. That saved us from having to go, you know, to the last guy on the bench. But yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be one of those things where outside of Iron Man, which does seem like it's going to be the consensus, this makes...
I'm thinking it makes 400.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the realm of possibility is for that movie. We set the over-under at, would you say, 125?
For opening, yeah.
And we both took the over. And that's a lot of money. And it does have... The thing with Iron Man is it has the whole summer. It is the first movie that comes out on this list. So that's exact. I mean, it has the longest run in theaters of any movie on the board.
That was another one of my points. And that's where... Star Trek, that's why I rank Star Trek a little higher than Hangover 3 and Fast 6.
Yeah.
Ultimately, I think both of those will make more, but it's got a couple extra weeks on it.
Exactly.
And it's
with
opening
that,
at the beginning when more people are out in forces. So.
With that cutoff of the 31st, I mean, even if you took call it 15 weeks of Fast and the Furious as opposed to 15 weeks of Star Trek. Fast might make more, but it's not going to get its full 15 weeks.
If I'm taking even weeks, I'm taking Hangover 3 and Fast 6 over Star Trek.
I'm probably doing the same thing too. But when I started listing these things, I think I went through like three iterations of my draft board, so to speak. The first time I did it, it essentially was almost in order of when they came out. Just because
that
they
was
have
a large
the longest
part of me. Yeah. Like, that was a large, when it got to my strat, that's why the Wolverine didn't even make it.
Yeah, it did. It does come out late, and that's one that I'm just hoping it hits real big, stays around for a couple weeks.
A couple things I find interesting. Both of our top tens leave off what is a
the
summer
Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger.
Yeah.
It leaves off a July 4th release starring Johnny Depp, directed by Gore Verbinski, $200 million budget. Neither of us even liked it, and it would be behind White House Down and World War Z for me.
Yeah.
I think that movie's going to flop terribly.
Oh, I do too. This one it's absolutely got bomb written all over it. But then again, I think is equally likely as it is to be the biggest bomb this summer. This could be the one where we're talking about, you know, there's a movie that's going to shoot into the top five, surprise the hell out of both of us. If it's going to be one, it's got to be this.
No, here's my sleeper on this that didn't make either of our top 10s, didn't make my top 11. If there is going to be a Ted, because people expect The Heat to be that.
Yeah.
If there is going to be a comedy that kind of not really on our radars.
End of the World?
This is the end.
Okay.
Seth Rogen, World's End is in August.
Sure, yeah.
This is
that's
the end,
what
though,
I meant with
because
with
that's mid. You have the whole, it's got the cast, but I don't know how well it's going to do. I think it's going to be good. I don't know how well it's going to translate into money. I think it'll do well. Do I think it's going to be better than The Heat or even White House Down? Maybe White House Down.
Yeah, yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, is it going to be better?
Is it going to make more than Pacific Rim? Probably not.
Yeah, that's a tough
one.
But
it could.
Would I have felt that's hard because Pacific Rim was my last pick. Would I have felt as good having that as Pacific Rim? Probably not. But that was an interesting one. I don't know. Do you think it has top five potential? Like,
did we think Ted did?
No, that's true, I guess.
And here's why I ranked, you put Monsters U so low.
Yeah.
Here's why Monsters U and Despicable Me were 2-3 for me. Last week when I listed the top five, you know what made the top five of biggest moneymakers from last summer?
Madagascar
3 and Ice Age 4. Both of those I don't think are anywhere near as popular as Monsters University or as well-liked as Despicable Me. So I think, and when I was going through listener picks, a lot of people slept on the family movies. I mean, those are probably both $200, $250 million movies that you just overlook because if you're not thinking in...
I think Despicable Me 2 absolutely is. I reserve judgment on Monsters University. I just don't think that it looks that good. And I think they both
could end in the 300 range. I really do.
I guess that's possible. I mean, for me, that would be a surprise if Monsters University did that well. I don't see it for that one. But, I mean, it was still... I had it at 7, which is, you know, a lot lower than you had it. But it was still on my board. And I would have picked it at some point.
And, I mean, I still... Like, Iron Man 3, I think, is in the 400 range, the 350 to 4. Monsters U and Despicable Me, I think, in that 250 to 3. Man of Steel is where it gets interesting. That could be in the 3 to 350 range, yet I still have it 4th, but I think it's the potential there. Do I think it's going to make more than Iron Man? No, I really don't.
Well, that was the impetus.
Do I think it's going to come close? Maybe within 100 or within 50.
I think that was the impetus behind doing the draft the way we did, because I think we both agreed that Iron Man was going to be far and away, you know, the biggest money maker. And just to try and make things easy, or to make things interesting, I should say, that's why we went with, you know, letting whoever had the second pick take 2 and 3, because conceivably your 2 and 3 together could equal Iron Man. And at least at that point, you know, you got kind of a ball game. If it was, you know, let's say you had the second pick and I was going to have 3rd. What would you have taken 2nd?
I would have had trouble deciding between Monsters U and Despicable Me, but I think I would have guessed that you didn't have Monsters U as high. I probably would have taken Despicable Me. It would have been tough, although what I probably, honestly, if I had just had, I probably would have taken Man of Steel and knowing that I'm going to get one of the two.
Well, had that been what you would have done, if you'd have taken Superman, I would have had Despicable Me.
Then I would have taken Monsters U.
That's I just think it's interesting the way the top three would have played out. Because yeah, I would have
been
had
way different.
Either Iron Man and Man of Steel or Iron Man and Despicable Me 2.
Yeah.
That's how it would have worked out. And that, I think, would have been a little ridiculous.
Yeah, but I'm happy with it. I think I think it's up in the air. If you had to pick five, are you just going to your top five?
If I had to pick five, I'd definitely go Iron Man, Despicable Me 2, Man of Steel, Star Trek, and then I would take any one of Hangover 3, The Heat, or Monsters University. Probably at five, I would feel comfortable putting Monsters U in there.
My five, it got interesting because I said Iron Man 3, Man of Steel, Despicable Me 2, Monsters U. I think those are four can't-miss ones. The fifth one's where it gets interesting because it could be Hangover 3, Fast 6, or I think Star Trek. Ultimately, I would go with release date and pick Star Trek. So my five would be Iron Man 3, Man of Steel, Star Trek, Monsters U, Despicable Me 2. Getting into our listener list.
You'd have the same. I think we'd have the same five, probably.
We have three listeners that submitted that same five.
So they're disqualified.
So Jason West, Alex Van de Kamp, and Tyler Moliterno, all three of them picked Iron Man 3, Man of Steel, Star Trek Into Darkness, Monsters University, Despicable Me 2. Those are the same five I would have picked. So if I'm a genius, we have to come up with a tiebreaker.
And I've got some thoughts on that.
I'm tempted to just have them each mail us a sixth movie.
That's not bad.
But then the sixth movie, it would be probably Hangover 3,
they'd all
Fast
pick this.
6.
Well, no, because, I mean, you could see them with that number 6 kind of going in three different ways. So maybe that could do it. But we're kind of putting the cart ahead of the horse. It's possible that
they don't even win.
It's possible.
If so.
And I'm rooting for them not to, just because they all have the same list, and then we have to do extra work, and who wants that?
We'll figure something out. After them, Eric Cribley's similar. He hosts a podcast with me and another podcast with a later contestant. Iron Man 3, Star Trek Into Darkness, 6 Fast, 6 Furious, Hangover 3, Man of Steel. So he takes out the two family ones. Can't complain. Can't say anything negative there. Russell Kirkwood, Iron Man 3, Man of Steel, Star Trek Into Darkness. He's on board with you. He picked the Wolverine. Also, first one to take The Great Gatsby. That's another sneaky one.
It is. It's got a long run.
It's
that
the
is
week
for sure.
After Iron Man.
Yeah.
It's got star power.
Sure does.
Word of mouth is going to decide that.
Based on a good-ish book, I guess. I've not read the book.
Hate
you
it.
Hate it. I know.
But it's one of those that...
It's Hunger Games.
It's different than everything that comes after it. It's going to have a long run in theaters, and as long as it's in there, it's going to be different than everything else that's playing there. It's more of a Christmas Day movie, which is what it was supposed to be.
Right.
And they moved it into summer. So it's interesting. You don't see a lot of movies like this come out in summer. I don't know where it's going to go. Obviously,
that one will be interesting to see just because somebody picked it. So thanks, Russ, for picking it.
Because
now we'll
we
have
left
to,
it off our top right. 12, but yet it makes sense.
It does.
I'm not going to criticize it and say it's a terrible pick.
It wasn't on my radar, and that's doesn't mean that I'm right.
Yeah, he also threw out that his bombs. He's on board with us for Lone Ranger.
Yeah.
He thinks World War Z is going to bomb.
Yeah.
I think we both kind of agree, but there's that uncertainty there. Next contestant, Jay of the Nerdpocalypse podcast, which he also is on Black on Black Cinema, which I've talked about before. Iron Man 3, Star Trek Into Darkness, Man of Steel, Fast and Furious 6, and This is the End.
Okay.
So if that is the one...
He won't be surprised if that is the Ted of this summer.
Yeah. And but what's weird is, other than, you know, Eric, Russell, and Jay neglected the family ones.
Sure.
Monsters U, Despicable Me 2, that's a common trend. Monica Bennerman, Twitter follower, Iron Man 3, Hangover 3, Despicable Me 2, those three are fine, Pacific Rim...
Yeah.
And then here's one that wasn't on either one of our radars that it's got the star power. It's a summery movie, Two Guns.
I think that one was a little late for me.
I think that's the only reason it didn't make it for me either, but you know.
Looks good.
It looks good.
Yeah.
Denzel packs him in. Marky Mark does well. It could be like The Wolverine, where it makes a lot of money in a quick amount, in a short amount of time. So again, I don't know that there's any bad picks from people that tried.
There's no such thing as bad lists. Don't we owe her a prize package anyway?
Yes, and she actually gave us the address.
Oh, okay.
Joey Ritter, speaking of bad lists, it's all Greek to him, so he went with a theme. Iron Man 3, Fast the Furious 6, Despicable Me 2. Those aren't bad.
Sequels.
Those aren't bad.
Sure.
Until you jump to Red 2.
Sequel.
And The Smurfs 2.
Sequel.
Late. Smurfs 2 is going to make money. It releases in August.
Family film.
Yeah. But the first one didn't make a ton of money.
I understand.
So,
I'm being the positive one. I'm being the good cop in the two gun scenario.
Yeah, and then Michael Kalinich, co-host of Facts Podcast, which I produce, Iron Man 3, Fast Furious 6, Hangover 3, Man of Steel, and then he's on board with The Great Gatsby.
I gotta say, I zoned out. I think I pulled a Michael Kalinich during Michael Kalinich's list.
So, I mean, four safe ones, and then Gatsby. Then Dave Gordon, who came in second for Fantasy Film Bowl.
Oh, he's out for revenge. He just got beat.
Iron Man 3, Star Trek Into Darkness, Man of Steel, Monsters University. This one's going to make or break them. World War Z.
Oh, Dave, that's ballsy.
That's ballsy. You have four really good ones. I have a feeling that the last one's going to kill him.
He may be regretting not joining the triumvirate.
If it would have been Despicable Me 2,
yeah,
or even of the sequels, like Hangover 3 or Fast 6.
I applaud Dave for doing that, though, picking the four big ones, and then if he's right on World War Z, he'll win.
No, I know. And what's interesting is we only have two left. Nobody has The Heat. You go to our top 10. Nobody has The Heat. Nobody has White House Down. Nobody's taking a chance on that. But yet they have Gatsby, which wasn't even on our radar. Two guns. Thomas John. Iron Man 3. Hangover 3. Monsters University. The Wolverine. Star Trek Into Darkness. And Frankenweenie.
That's a much better list by TJ this time. He's another one that's out for some revenge.
In his email, he said, with much trepidation, I didn't pick Lone Ranger. So I don't know if he was on the fence about Lone Ranger.
I
kind of wish he would have picked
Lone Ranger. He was having Frank and Weenie flashbacks. Yeah. I'm certain of it. He just tensed up. I'm glad he didn't pick it.
For new listeners that weren't here for Fantasy Film Ball, Thomas John picked Frank and Weenie.
And it was the only one that picked Frank and Weenie.
It was the only one.
Wasn't even the worst pick. The worst pick was handed in by Jen Waltman, who won the damn thing.
Somebody picked Seven Psychopaths, and she won by 0.01 points.
Sorry, Dave.
Then the last one, Eric Hawkins, who we made fun of for Fantasy
For picking
film
Silver ball. Linings. Yeah, what a doofus that guy was.
Iron Man 3, Star Trek, Hangover 3, Man of Steel, and Fast and Furious 6.
It's a solid list.
That's a very good list.
Yeah, it is.
It negates the family ones, but Hangover, it replaces them with Hangover 3 and Fast and Furious 6. So there's going to be a lot of money made this summer. And there's a lot of movies that I want to see. I mean,
I'm happy the summertime's here.
I think it's going to be a good summer season. It is a lot of sequels and a lot of stuff we've seen already, but
That's most of my top 10 is made up of sequels. Iron Man, Despicable Me, Star Trek, Hangover, Monsters U. The Wolverine is kind of a sequel.
Fast and the Furious.
Yeah.
And that's not even counting Red, Smurfs.
Mm-hmm. The ones that I don't think are going to do good.
I think it'll be fun. It'll be a fun summer to play out. I like that we're doing this to make it a little bit more interesting because what is going to be the Ted? Is the end going to pop up? Is something that's not even on our radar?
The Great Gatsby.
Is something else that nobody picked? Like, I am surprised to see no The Heat picks.
Maybe that's just us. Sniffing around
it's
a little
safe.
Too much.
It's very safe.
I feel like it is.
Melissa McCarthy, Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
A buddy, a true.
You don't have to convince me. It's number six for me.
I know.
I almost picked it.
I think it's very. I do have it.
I almost drafted it fourth.
I think it was my fifth.
Okay. Well, I'm saying like that was in play for my fourth round pick.
I just think it's.
I get it. Maybe we're wrong. Maybe we're idiots. Maybe it is. Maybe it's the Lone Ranger and the Great Gatsby. Maybe those are going to be
The top two
huge hits. We're going to have egg on our face.
Yeah, but that's it. That's Box Office Bash. I think it'll be fun. I think it'll be a little interesting to watch. I'll put it up in a blog post. I'll put it where you can track your. I mean, I'm not going to track it every week, but you'll see what your picks are, because I know sometimes it's easy to forget what you picked. But I'll have everybody that played listed on the site, and you can talk trash.
Do that like in the blog section. You can do that, right? I guess.
Probably.
I don't know how the website works. I just know how to put things on it, and that's only barely.
Our website, moviesonup.com. If you have any questions or comments on the Box Office Bash, hit us up, moviesonup@gmail.com, twitter.com@moviesonup, facebook.com/moviesonup. The big hit of the summer, I think it was established, I think it was on every list, Iron Man 3. So for the biggity, biggity bonus, watch this. A movie starring somebody from Iron Man 3. Ryan, what do you say people watch to get primed for this weekend?
I feel like I would have gone Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
I know you would have gone Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
But since that pick was already off the board, I'm going to go L.A. Confidential. I'm a big fan of the film noirs. This is a neo-noir, one of the best examples of that genre. And I feel like I think it came out in like 97, 98, somewhere in there. But I think it's entirely possible that folks, at least of my age, could have missed that movie, and it would be a shame if you did.
For a movie that won so many Oscars and is talked about, like when it came out, it was talked about, like, this movie's perfect.
Yeah.
I think 15 years later, it's kind of forgotten about.
Yeah. And it shouldn't be. It's really, really good. Check it out.
Mine, Ryan mentioned it. He wanted to mooch off it. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang stars Robert Downey Jr., written and directed by Shane Black, who also wrote and directed Iron Man 3. And if you want to, sticking with Shane Black, Last Boy Scout, he wrote it. It's a fantastic action movie from the 80s. Bruce Willis, Damon Wayans. It's a dumb 80s action movie, but it's really good. So that's a biggity-biggity bonus. Biggity-biggity bonus.
If I can give it a biggity-biggity bonus on that, I was going to pick Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, but not because of Robert Downey Jr., because of Paul Bettany.
He barely counts.
I'm just saying.
Jarvis.
He was in it.
But yeah, that was this week's discussion episode. We touched on it on the news episode this week, but next week marks our 52nd week of doing this. So Ryan, why don't you tell people what we have coming up next week to celebrate our 1 year?
We're going to go back in the annals of Movies on Up history and dig up some of our best, in quotations, the ones that we had most fun discussions. They're top five lists for the most part. We did chick flicks. We did the top five movies that need to be remade. I think we did our top five remakes at one point.
I think that was the same list.
Maybe they were. I'm getting confused. We did the top movies that we liked as a child.
That we still love.
And then we had a little bit of a techie conversation about, based from The Hobbit, the 48 frames per second. We kind of spun that into 3D and all sorts of fun things that directors are doing nowadays that seem gimmicky, maybe at the time, but you know, maybe they're not. Essentially, what I'm going to do with all those, cut them all up. We're going to redo the intros, redo the outros, and you know, put those up throughout the week sporadically. Next week, there'll probably be five mini episodes, and by mini, I mean they might be
10
anywhere
to 25
from
25 minutes. Probably.
Yeah, I would say
if they even go 25.
Yeah, 25 might be on the long side, but they'll all be relatively short. All a variety of things to check out next week, so You'll be hearing from us a lot next week.
Yeah, and they'll be there instead of, we could mix, since they're so short, we could mix them into one or two bonus episodes, but I want to keep them separate so you can go and find them easily, because they're good discussions, but they were mixed in with the old format where there's 30 minutes of news.
We'll have a link on the blog post for when we pull out the discussions. We'll have a link right there on that page where you can link right to the actual episode and listen to the whole thing in its entirety if you feel the need.
So that's next week. Until then, I'm Dave Bacella, @DaveBacella on Twitter. Find me, my other show, Eric and Dave Talking with Eric and Dave. That's ericanddave.com, Eric with a K. Until next week, you got anything, Ryan?
Nope. Just if you want to find me, just do something on moviesonup.com. I'm on that site from time to time doing things. I'll see it.
Check out our blogs. I have a couple on deck that I'm going to do. So till next week, where we celebrate our 1 year.
Happy anniversary, Dave. Keep it up.